Bubble, bubble, pasta pot. Boil me some pasta, nice and hot. Parents and teachers have been reading those words out loud for 50 years now. That is right. Stregonona, the pasta witch from children's literature, turns 50. The picture books have been both beloved and banned. Half a century later, the Italian grandmother still finds new audiences, even on TikTok. Alex V. Cipolli, with member station Minnesota Public Radio, explores why Stregonona endures.
In her office overlooking the Mississippi River, curator Lisa von Dreisig begins to read.
In Calabria, a long time ago, there lived an old lady everyone called Stregonona, which meant Grandma Witch.
Von Dreisig is the curator of the Curlin Collection of Children's Literature at the University of Minnesota. She flips to the title page. There's a doodle of Stregonona drawn in pen by the author Tommy DePaola.
For the Curlin Collection, with love and three kisses.
The East Coast author, who died in 2020, wrote more than 250 books. He gave the university dozens of manuscripts and illustrations, including the original watercolors for Stregonona.
This is pen and ink and watercolor. You see? Look at her, dancing. So that's the title page.
DePaola was connected to Minnesota through Karen Nelson Hoyle. Nelson Hoyle was the previous children's literature curator and a mentor to DePaola. Von Dreisig, who was also friends with DePaola, explains he wanted people of all ages to have access to his work.
And he wanted us to have these because we're open access. I have classes with 8-year-olds. I have classes with graduate students. And all of them have the opportunity to hold these materials in their hands and say, oh, a human being did this.
Von Dreisig says that despite the book's gentle nature, it's been the target of book bans because it portrays witches in a positive light. Even so, DePaola won a Caldecott Honor Award, given by the American Library Association annually for distinguished children's picture books. In an interview with the City University of New York, DePaola said Stregonona was his favorite character he ever created.
She's a charming character, and I'm even amazed by her. She strikes a chord in everyone. You know, you don't have to be Italian to love Stregonona.
With magic powers and a pasta pot, Stregonona heals and feeds her little Italian village. When her young apprentice, Big Anthony, secretly tries to use her spell, the town is overcome with spaghetti. The village people call for corporal punishment, but Stregonona remains patient and kind.
But there are consequences. Here's a fork, Big Anthony.
And she tells him to eat all the pasta. Von Dreisig says DePaola was similar to Stregonona.
I never saw him impatient with a child, with a parent. He exuded kindness.
Von Dreisig says Stregonona is a poignant character because she's a resourceful, wise woman. A witch.
When we think of Stregonona, Tommy DePaola's illustrations are all so sweet and gentle, and it's not scary at all.
Half a century later, new audiences have found Stregonona. She's even become a TikTok trend.
Why Stregonona? It's a picture book that's like a hug.
For NPR News, I'm Alex V. Cipolli in Minneapolis.